This is the NSEN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. You look very smart today. 2. Did you enjoy the film you saw last week? 3. Do you know who has moved in next door? 4. I take my final exam next week. 5. I'm going to book a holiday next week. 6. Salima got 2 kittens yesterday. 7. It is my mother's birthday next week. 8. My brother is a vegetarian. 9. When is Gina coming home? 10. Please, can I borrow your dictionary? 1. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. You look very smart today. 2. Did you enjoy the film you saw last week? 3. Do you know who has moved in next door? 4. I take my final exam next week. 5. I'm going to book a holiday next week. 6. Salima got 2 kittens yesterday. 7. It is my mother's birthday next week. 8. My brother is a vegetarian. 9. When is Gina coming home? 10. Please, can I borrow your dictionary? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good morning. Central Travel Agents. Kaylee speaking. How can I help you?
I would like to book a holiday, somewhere in the sun. I need some time to relax.
And your name, please?
My name is Jo Johnson.
Lovely. Anywhere in particular?
I have recently been to Spain, so somewhere else perhaps? As long as it's sunny.
Well, have you thought about Greece, Italy, or Portugal? Or are you thinking of somewhere further away?
I don't really want a long-haul flight. My longest flight was to New York, and that was awful. I was very uncomfortable and could not sleep the whole flight.
So really, we are looking at Europe. And for how long?
A week, 10 days maximum, please. Not 2 weeks, that is too long and I get homesick.
Let me have a look. We have a special offer on resorts in the Canary Islands. I know this is still Spanish territory, but obviously not on mainland Spain. But the weather is lovely there and the flight is not too long. Only about 2.5 hours.
I understand, but I'm happy with anywhere really. The Canary Islands sounds a good idea, particularly if there is a special offer on hotels there.
The offer is for 3-star hotels only. The 2, 4, and 5-star hotels are not included.
Well, that should be fine. I will call in tomorrow as I am in town in the morning, and we can look at this in more detail, and I can make a booking and pay a deposit.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you. Before you come in, I will print off some hotel details so you can have a better look. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. Central Travel Agents. Kaylee speaking. How can I help you?
I would like to book a holiday, somewhere in the sun. I need some time to relax.
And your name, please?
My name is Jo Johnson.
Lovely. Anywhere in particular?
I have recently been to Spain, so somewhere else perhaps? As long as it's sunny.
Well, have you thought about Greece, Italy, or Portugal? Or are you thinking of somewhere further away?
I don't really want a long-haul flight. My longest flight was to New York, and that was awful. I was very uncomfortable and could not sleep the whole flight.
So really, we are looking at Europe. And for how long?
A week, 10 days maximum, please. Not 2 weeks, that is too long and I get homesick.
Let me have a look. We have a special offer on resorts in the Canary Islands. I know this is still Spanish territory, but obviously not on mainland Spain. But the weather is lovely there and the flight is not too long. Only about 2.5 hours.
I understand, but I'm happy with anywhere really. The Canary Islands sounds a good idea, particularly if there is a special offer on hotels there.
The offer is for 3-star hotels only. The 2, 4, and 5-star hotels are not included.
Well, that should be fine. I will call in tomorrow as I am in town in the morning, and we can look at this in more detail, and I can make a booking and pay a deposit.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you. Before you come in, I will print off some hotel details so you can have a better look. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello, I'm trying to plan a surprise 50th birthday party for my mum and need to book a venue. I've arranged the caterers and a band.
Well, you've phoned the right place. We have several rooms which are used for events. It depends on the number of guests you are expecting.
I think there will be a maximum of 70 people. We are expecting lots of friends and family to come.
Well, there is the Mortimer room that can take 80 people easily. Did you say you have sourced the food?
Yes, we have booked caterers and we are going with a Greek theme. I did think about Spanish or Italian, but Greek is our favourite. My brother and I bought her a holiday to Skiathos for her birthday as another surprise. She loves the country as well as the food.
That sounds interesting. Will there be olives, dips, kebabs, that kind of thing?
Yes, and lots of other lovely food. We are a family that loves to eat and have a good time. There will also be cheese pie, salads and baklava.
Sounds delicious. So would you like to proceed with the booking?
Perhaps. Please could you tell me the cost of hiring the room?
£150, including a deposit of £50, that you'll get back after the event.
That is a good price. Yes, I think I'll hire the Mortimer room for the birthday party. I would like to come and see it just to make sure it is what I want. Then I can pay a deposit to book the room and look at some hotels nearby for overnight guests.
That is fine. We have several events on the next few weeks, but if you let me know when you would like to come, I can tell you if the room is free. We can also discuss the layout you would like, cutlery, crockery, and the drinks you would like served.
Excellent. That sounds perfect. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello. I'm trying to plan a surprise 50th birthday party for my mum and need to book a venue. I've arranged the caterers and a band.
Well, you've phoned the right place. We have several rooms which are used for events. It depends on the number of guests you are expecting.
I think there will be a maximum of 70 people. We are expecting lots of friends and family to come.
Well, there is the Mortimer room that can take 80 people easily. Did you say you have sourced the food?
Yes, we have booked caterers and we are going with a Greek theme. I did think about Spanish or Italian, but Greek is our favourite. My brother and I bought her a holiday to Skiathos for her birthday as another surprise. She loves the country as well as the food.
That sounds interesting. Will there be olives, dips, kebabs, that kind of thing?
Yes, and lots of other lovely food. We are a family that loves to eat and have a good time. There will also be cheese pie, salads and baklava.
Sounds delicious. So would you like to proceed with the booking?
Perhaps. Please could you tell me the cost of hiring the room?
£150, including a deposit of £50, that you'll get back after the event.
That is a good price. Yes, I think I'll hire the Mortimer room for the birthday party. I would like to come and see it just to make sure it is what I want. Then I can pay a deposit to book the room and look at some hotels nearby for overnight guests.
That is fine. We have several events on the next few weeks, but if you let me know when you would like to come, I can tell you if the room is free. We can also discuss the layout you would like, cutlery, crockery, and the drinks you would like served.
Excellent. That sounds perfect. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
In 2015, 440,000 people in the UK reported work-related stress that was so bad it was making them ill. We are now going to talk to Susan from the Stress Network about the causes of stress. Stress-related illness has risen by 10%. Welcome, Susan. What are the main reasons for stress?
The main reasons include work pressure, lack of support from managers, and work-related violence and bullying. The symptoms of stress include a pounding heart or palpitations, a dry mouth, headaches, feeling depressed, and a loss of appetite for food.
So how can we avoid or reduce stress?
Employers have to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of their employees. Also, we should learn to say no and not take on too much work. And try to reduce stresses and pressures at home. Talk firstly to your manager, then supervisor or a colleague if there is no progress.
Thank you, Susan. That is really helpful. Stress is something we all come across, so knowing how to manage it is very important, as stress accounted for 35% of all work-related ill health cases in 2015 and 43% of all working days lost.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
In 2015, 440,000 people in the UK reported work-related stress that was so bad it was making them ill. We are now going to talk to Susan from the Stress Network about the causes of stress. Stress-related illness has risen by 10%. Welcome, Susan. What are the main reasons for stress?
The main reasons include work pressure, lack of support from managers, and work-related violence and bullying. The symptoms of stress include a pounding heart or palpitations, a dry mouth, headaches, feeling depressed, and a loss of appetite for food.
So how can we avoid or reduce stress?
Employers have to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of their employees. Also, we should learn to say no and not take on too much work. And try to reduce stresses and pressures at home. Talk firstly to your manager, then supervisor or a colleague if there is no progress.
Thank you, Susan. That is really helpful. Stress is something we all come across, so knowing how to manage it is very important, as stress accounted for 35% of all work-related ill health cases in 2015 and 43% of all working days lost.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to broadcast 2. You'll hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Brain exercise. It is commonly known that going to the gym or exercising regularly will greatly reduce your odds of developing heart disease, diabetes, or a stroke. But recent research carried out by the University of British Columbia and the University of Adelaide are also showing evidence that you may be keeping your brain fit when you exercise. The human brain is the most complex machine on Earth, but when it comes to how much fuel it requires to function, it's certainly not the most efficient. The brain uses up 1/5 of the oxygen you take in to keep it running. To make sure it operates at its highest level, many experts believe that regular exercise is crucial. A 20-minute walk 3 times a week may help you fight stress, think more logically, make decisions, and in the long run, protect you against mental illness. From online shopping to ready meals, an inactive lifestyle can have huge risks to our physical and mental health. As we get older, a regular exercise routine becomes more essential than ever. From battling stress and insomnia to protecting against dementia and depression, exercise should be taken regularly.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Brain exercise. It is commonly known that going to the gym or exercising regularly will greatly reduce your odds of developing heart disease, diabetes, or a stroke. But recent research carried out by the University of British Columbia and the University of Adelaide are also showing evidence that you may be keeping your brain fit when you exercise. The human brain is the most complex machine on Earth, but when it comes to how much fuel it requires to function, it's certainly not the most efficient. The brain uses up 1/5 of the oxygen you take in to keep it running. To make sure it operates at its highest level, many experts believe that regular exercise is crucial. A 20-minute walk 3 times a week may help you fight stress, think more logically, make decisions, and in the long run, protect you against mental illness. From online shopping to ready meals, an inactive lifestyle can have huge risks to our physical and mental health. As we get older, a regular exercise routine becomes more essential than ever. From battling stress and insomnia to protecting against dementia and depression, exercise should be taken regularly.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.